keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anissa, Jess, and Max with your 9 a.m. Zedlights. In local news, the Gympie Regional Council in Queensland has introduced a new management plan to tackle problems caused by a growing colony of flying foxes in residential areas. Residents near Commissioner's Gully have complained about noise, smell, and health concerns from the bats, prompting the council to consider several solutions, including a property buyback scheme for affected homeowners. Mayor Glenn Hartwig said that the plan relies on state and federal government funding, arguing that since legislation protects the bats, higher levels of government should help solve this issue. The council's previous dispersal attempts, such as trimming trees and installing sprinklers, have failed to reduce the colony.
Today is Remembrance Day, when Australians remember the members of the armed forces who have given their lives to service. This day marks the anniversary of the amnesty that ended fighting with Germany in World War I. Every year at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we pause in silence to remember their sacrifice. Whether you are at home, work, or at Brisbane's Shrine of Remembrance on Anzac Square, all of Brisbane will stop. It's a day to reflect, remember, and honour those who gave everything to our country.
In national news, a new national survey by Roy Morgan Research, commissioned by Professor Clive Hamilton of Charles Sturt University, found that 40% of Australian women without children are hesitant to have kids because of climate change, compared with only 17% of men. The study of 2,000 Australians revealed that half of the respondents are highly concerned about climate change, with 2 in 5 expecting the country to be much hotter by 2050. Concern about global warming was more strongly linked to education level than to age. Then to age and political views played a significant role. Labour, Greens, and independent voters were 3 times more likely to express high concern than coalition supporters, with over a third of the latter believing temperatures would not rise at all.
Australia's spy chief, Mike Burgess, has expressed concern about the potential for AI to take online radicalisation and disinformation to new levels. The ASIO boss warns that Russia cyber operatives have inflamed community tensions in Europe and that Australia is not immune, citing the use of AI social media to polarise communities on topics such as anti-immigration protests and pro-Palestinian marches. Russian disinformation campaigns have reportedly used AI to create online content, which can be posted to and shared via social media to spread disinformation narratives to a wider audience. Burgess said that links have been uncovered between pro-Russian influences in Australia and an offshore media organisation that almost certainly receives direction from Russian intelligence.
In international news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been freed from prison 3 weeks into his 5-year sentence. Sarkozy was sent to prison on October 21st after being convicted for conspiring to fund his election campaign with money from late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. I will now prepare to appeal trial. My energy is focused solely on single goal of proving my innocence, Sarkozy said. The courts granted his release pending his appeal, ruling he did not represent as a flight risk and therefore did not have to remain in prison until his appeal.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny despite a cooler start. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11.3, so make sure you put your sunscreen on. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.